Are you tired of scrolling the internet looking for healthy recipes? Do you wish there was a step-by-step guide on how to cook nutritious, flavorful meals that help you get to your fitness goals? Well, we heard you, and we are so excited to announce our Eager to Cook cookbook series available now online. Our Eager to Cook recipes are gluten-free, dairy-free, and flavorful. Visit Amazon.com, keyword search E2M Cookbooks to purchase yours today. Be sure to follow us along for future releases. Eager to Cook, where nutrition is key and flavor is too.
Beautiful people, welcome to the Spoonettes Podcast. I am Alicia, one of your amazing E2M trainers, and I am with my girls.
Hey girl, I'm Mandy. I'm one of your trainers also.
I am Wit. I am also one of your amazing E2M trainers.
Okay, so before we get started today, if you are watching on YouTube, please do me a favor and make sure you hit that subscribe button. Thank you. And I know you're probably wondering, well, why do they call themselves the Spoonettes? So honestly, where did it come from?
Girl, we tripped up on this name, but it is the best name ever. I love it. It's really become such a brand for us.
So it really is.
One of our clients, Celeste.
Yes,
she's right, always right, like, right. I'm so cute, honey. She is. Yeah, she's precious. She's like one of our longtime OGs. Came to a Charleston meetup and just kind of like posted about the Spoonettes because Jeff Witherspoon, yeah, the boss, and we are his little triplets.
So instead of the Charlie Angels, we like the Spoonettes. It's kind of like the same thing, but yes, I rock with it though. I mean, everybody be like, the Spoonettes. I'm like, that's us.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even know where it came from. I mean, I knew why. I knew his last name was like Witherspoon, blah, 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 whatever. But literally, like, I hadn't. No clue where it came from.
I feel the same way.
But you know what? I'm happy.
I love it. It's so much fun, and it's like makes us even come closer than what we were. It's like our brand.
We need like a little dance routine. You know, like Spoonettes made me think of like back in the day. I'm the only one that can dance.
You're the only one that can dance. Don't come over here.
Like the Temptations.
Right. That's how I feel like I'm like a music group, like the Spoonettes. But yeah, so I mean, that's who we are.
I love it. So as our like pilot for the podcast, let's just like jump into our fitness journeys. I think that's like kind of what everybody wants to know. So like, let's just talk about where we came from, where we going. Okay. So Wit, you're up, sis.
Ooh, hot tamale. Okay. So basically, I've been gymming for like 12 years or so. So y'all already know that. I knew Mandy previously. I met Alicia through E2M, BFF since day one.
Really?
And we clicked immediately. It was crazy. And then also, so I actually did not know Jeff, but y'all know this. Like, I didn't know Jeff, but we met in the vegetable aisle, which is really crazy. At the Harris Teeter, you know, we met. He was like, yo, sis, you want to do some videos? Let's do this.
Wait,
like,
back up.
Fitness videos.
So he just came up to you and said, yo, sis, like, how did the interaction go? Like, paint this picture for us. Like, how did this go?
I mean, I'm next to
him. He knew you, though.
He saw, we went to the same gym. We went to the same gym.
King Club Fitness, yeah.
Yeah, we went to Club Fitness. We went to the same gym. He saw me. I had these little beefy arms. And then basically he was like, hey, I like your arms. And then we moved forward. He was like, you want to do some videos? I was like, yeah, let's shoot some videos. And, you know, I don't trust nobody. And so it's crazy.
You really don't.
So, what about before that, though? Like, you know, so we knew each other from the gym as same gym. But, like, what about your life prior to that?
I mean.
Were you always fit?
No, fitness? I've always been super skinny. Like, it's crazy. I had to go to the gym to lift to get that ideal image that I continue to chase, not because I'm not happy with what I am, but I just want to be better.
Yeah, but what got you into the gym? Like, what made you go to sign up for your membership?
Yep.
Brad told me to get into the gym. He was like,
the hubby. He was like, come on, girl.
Actually, he didn't tell me to get into the gym, but he was like, he already went, so he was active, so that kind of opened the door for that. Mm-hmm. And so,
No, I love that, though, because your relationship really does drive so much about your fitness journey. So, like, I love that.
Yeah. Definitely opened the door. So, we did some videos. Me and Jeff, we went to dinner with his wife, and he, you know, laid out the red carpet, you know, did the whole thing, and it was really, it was very, I was very, you know, you're always skeptical about something new.
Yeah.
So when he made it, it was like, okay, you know, he made it very, very, very comfortable. So it was really cool to see someone be so passionate about something and knew that we were going to literally change thousands of lives. So y'all already know we do it every day.
Thousands.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. So
it was cool.
Well, I'm so glad you know, got into fitness, because now we know each other.
I know. Yeah. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
I'm like big sis over here. Tear.
Okay, so
I love it.
One of y'all.
I can
let's hear that. Let's open that door. Let's hear it.
So I'll age myself right now. But I grew up in the era of we rode our bikes. We were outside all the time. Like, we had a Nintendo, and that was, like, it for games. So, like, we were outside. My best friend lived a rollerblade away, you know, like a bike ride away. So I was always super active as a kid. I got really into softball. I was a great softball player. I attempted basketball, y'all. It was an embarrassment. If you've ever seen me score for the other team,
I need videos.
So sorry. But I did do that, actually. I did score for other teams.
Oh, my God.
No,
does anybody have this on camera? I need to see this. Like, I need to see
this. That was before phones took videos, thank God. So.
Oh, that was back in the day.
I was great at softball, though. I love gymnastics. As I got a little bit older, I got into cheerleading. Like, I was just active as a kid, and not even intentionally. It was just what we did. I remember. Y'all feel free to cut this part. My grandpa told my mom one time that we were spoiled because she let us play too many sports. But, like,
listen,
that ain't spoiled. That's life. So, anyways.
Exactly. Be active. It's be like active.
Yeah. So, we were always active kids. Yeah. We were active kids. They were just like, if you want to try it, try it. We'll see how it goes. So, as I got older, I was a cheerleader. Loved it. And then I went to college, and I kind of, you didn't really think about, you don't think about how active you are until you stop being active. And so, like,
facts.
I was still small. I've always been small. I'm 5'3". But I did gain some weight in college. So, you know, life gets away with you. You join a sorority. You're having more cocktails. And then I was also bartending. So that's a whole different lifestyle in itself. But the bar that I was working at Wrightsville Beach, everybody that I work with were big gym goers. So they were like, girl, you got to come. So the owners of the bar kind of took me under their wing, and they were like, you have such a good build. You should do a fitness competition. Mm. So I did. And that was a time that I learned so much about training, about fitness, about health, about nutrition. Like, the nutrition is the hugest aspect of it.
So big. The struggle is real.
Yes. But I was committed, because, honey, if I was getting on stage and almost nothing, I was not having one M&M. I was not having a Skittle. I was not having a drink. I wasn't allowed.
Honey, because we got goals.
So quick question, Mandy.
Yeah.
What was your favorite cocktail? That's the real question.
Back then?
What was your favorite cocktail? Yeah.
Because that's so important. Mm-hmm. That is so important.
I'm sorry. That's what I was thinking about.
Of course you were. I'm over here thinking like, oh my gosh, you're over here, you know, getting ready for this test. She over here thinking about
competition. That's our sister right here.
That's what makes us.
I think at the time it was like gin and tonic or vodka and tonic was the old drink.
School. Like fist bump life.
But also in college, before you're of age, it's whatever somebody can get for you. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
You can get the $20. Can you go give me a Four Loko?
A Four Loko.
All right. Bring it back in. Help.
Okay. So. Bring it back in. So from there, my fitness journey, I did a fitness competition that was 2012, I think. I did the Gold's Classic. Okay, it was one and done for me. I came, I saw, I conquered. I won my height class. I won my overall. And then I decided, like, this is too all-encompassing for my life. But I did want to continue on my fitness journey. So kept on with that. So fast forward, moved from Wilmington to Charlotte. And I have my first, I get married, have my first baby. And about 6 months later, I'm back at the gym. But, you know, with kids, you're not on a schedule anymore for yourself. Their schedule is sacred. Yours not so much. I'm going later than usual. And I meet this guy at the gym. Actually, he's doing these, like, silly push-ups. He's got, like, two dumbbells that he's doing push-ups on, feet up on a bench. And I'm like, why are you over here doing all this easy stuff, like, making a joke? Turns out it's Jeff Witherspoon. He was like, hey, girl, I've been watching you because you are a beast. Like, you've been working out all the way through your pregnancy. You've been lifting. You've been doing all these things. And then, like, you snapped right back because that was my life. Like, my life was working out, and I was determined during my pregnancy to continue with my life. Like, your baby does change your life, but you have to keep that certain parts of yourself. So I grasped onto that. So I was working out at home. I was working out when I could get to the gym. So I meet Jeff, and he's, you know, kind of like, he played the slow play. He played the slow game. He was like,
I figured that thing out.
I've been seeing you every day, because I did. I was on the treadmill on my due date. I was due on Halloween. And I was on the treadmill, y'all. I was like, let me walk this baby out. Let's get this done. So anyways, Jeff was like, I just saw you have, like, such a fit pregnancy. And, like, I got this fitness program you should check out. So he was like, here, go follow me on Instagram. So I did. And then kind of as we went along, we got to be friends. And he was like, I just want to put you into the group. I want you to check it out. Obviously, you know your way around fitness, but let me know what you think. So we got in there. I got really passionate about the postpartum side of things and getting back in shape postpartum, because when you have a baby, they care so much about the baby, but they kind of give you one checkup afterwards, and then they send you on your way, and you just are kind of lost because your postpartum body is so different from your old body. It's so different. Like, you hold in different places. You look different. You feel different. So I just got really passionate about the postpartum side of things. And when I came into E2M, we had a postpartum program that I was like, this is it. Like, this is my home. And then I got to know Jeff more.
You've helped so many people.
Yeah. I mean, like, I love to help people after they have their babies. I love to help people because I have, like, two fit sides. I have my postpartum side, and then I have my regular fit self that was before I ever had a baby and after I had a baby.
Right.
But I'm like the go hard, go hard. And so that was kind of how I ended up coming to E2M. Was I just met Jeff in the gym, and I came a client, and we, you know, got to know each other better. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is something here. And Jeff had a vision that I just couldn't put my brain around at the time, but I just knew, like, this is something that's going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I just got goosebumps saying that. But it's an amazing thing. I'm so, so, so grateful. Like, and just kind of like talking about the Spoonettes thing, like, it's become such a brand, and it's become, you know, each of us are our own brand. We're all so different, and that's what makes us so amazing. And so that's my very long finished journey.
So, no, that's amazing,
Alicia,
to hear.
Over to you.
Whew. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing, both of you ladies, to hear your journey. I think it's, before I even get into my journey, I think it's so crazy that we all went to the same gym. And I didn't know anybody.
You went at night.
Yeah, you used to go late night.
I used to go super late.
We went at like the 5 o'clock rush.
Super late, super late. Yeah, I used to get there like 8. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
I would
bedtime.
Leave to like 10 p.m. because it's a 24-hour gym. But okay, where do I start? Well, first and foremost, I've always been fit into like some type of activity. I ain't gonna say fit. I would say always into some type of activity. I played T-ball. I did ballet. I did tap. I did jazz. I did karate. I did softball. I did basketball, and I did track. And I may be missing one. I don't know. But it's interesting because as I got older, I asked my mom, I was like, why did you put me in so much stuff? And she was like, because I wanted you to have the opportunity to actually try all these things so you can pick which one you like. And so when I got to middle school and high school, I just stuck with basketball and track. So therefore, I've always been kind of, you know, active of some sort, but I, you name it, I probably tried it. But I'm glad that she gave me that opportunity. But I don't know, basketball and track was just something that I stuck with. And then you guys know I went to Winthrop. Shout out to my Woo crew. Hey. But I went to Winthrop University, where I got my bachelor's degree in exercise science. So there was that. So within that course, I was active because, you know, I took a lot of exercise classes, and I had to train clients within that major. And then I went on to grad school, where I got my master's in occupational therapy. And even then, I was living in Tallahassee because I went to FAMU. Shout out to the FAMU. Hey. But I was training my classmates because I know that I was always active, but I know one day I wanted to train people. So I was training my classmates for free as my protégés, because I was like, when I move back, I don't know how often I would do it, but I want to train.
It's so cool how you get that passion and you like just want to help everybody.
Absolutely. Listen, because I've helped classmates lose weight, and to this day, and she actually ended up joining E2M. It's crazy.
Oh, I love mm-hmm. it.
One of them actually ended up joining, but it was just, I was always so active. And I remember my roommate at the time, and also a friend, we have like a paper due, and I would be walking out the door going to the gym. And she was like, did you do your paper? Like, you know, we got a paper due. And I'm like, girl, I'll do it. I get the gym, you know, and I would be up like struggling trying to do this paper. But gym was just always life. It was just
an priority.
Right.
Priority.
Priority. And I know it's so cliche to say, but it was my getaway. It was my therapy. It was just my outlet in life. And just I love just how I felt when I was pushing myself to lift heavy weights and just being around the same type of people who are working towards their body. Like, so I've always been into fitness. So fast forward, graduated, moved to Clover, South Carolina at the time. So that's when I ended up going to the same gym as you guys, even though I didn't see you or know you.
Club Fitness, right? Hey.
And I remember at the time I was working out with a friend, and Mr. Witherspoon, mm-hmm. came up to me and was, you know, making little jokes here and there. And, you know, I'm friendly, so I would just, you know, make a joke. I can't remember exactly what the jokes was about, but he would always say something. So apparently he was in there late, too, because it was like 8 o'clock. So he would come in there, make jokes. And then one day he did he message me? I can't even remember. Either he said something to me or he messaged me, and he was telling me about his program. And one thing he said, he was like, I ain't trying to holler, I'm trying to hire. And I was like, what? All right. I follow.
That sounds so much like Jeff. It's like, yeah.
Yo. He's like, I ain't trying to holler.
It ain't what you think it is. Yeah. And you know, you have to clarify.
Yeah, I don't want you, I just want you.
Right. So he ended up kind of like giving me a taste of what E2M was. But then he was like, I'd love for you to meet with me and my wife. So I met with him and Danielle, which was... Even when I was on the phone with my mom, I was like, I don't know who these people are, but it's something about them. Agreed. That I like.
Good. It's just the good.
I was like, and first of all, and it's kind of bad to say, but you know, in this day and world, sometimes you don't even know people married. So I was just like, I love the fact that he introduced his wife. Like, I think that made me feel super comfortable. So we went to our spot, 37. So, so I met with him and Danielle, and I just remember after the meeting him, you know, expressing what E2N was, what it stood for. I just remember getting in my car. He was like, you know, just think about it. But immediately I was like, I don't really need to think about it. I knew that I wanted to, you know, be a part of his vision. And I remember talking to my mom, and I was like, I don't know these people, but they just seem like good people. And from there, I mean, that's how I met Jeff, just from being at the gym. And also kind of more towards my fitness journey, while I met him at the gym, he mentioned to me, he was like, you have a nice build. Like, I can see you competing. You ever thought about competing? And I actually did. I did thought about competing, but I was just like, yeah, I thought about it, but it didn't really go no more than just a thought. So he introduced me into like OCB competitions, all that kind of stuff.
Before we go on, mm-hmm. talk about what OCB is.
So, I'm going to tell you my definition of it, right? So, and I hopefully I don't offend anyone, but so when I thought about competing, body competitions, right, I always thought like, oh, I want to do that, but I don't want to take anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just keep it at that. Yep. And so I didn't think that you could do that. And nobody told me this. It's just my ignorance of not knowing. no one told me this, but I just was like, oh, I don't think I can do the show because I would have to take something. And so, you know, OCB is more natural. You know, you don't have to.
I did not know it existed until you did it either.
I did not know until Jeff told me.
I had no idea.
So I knew what the NPC was, but like again, anybody, I'm not trying to offend anyone. Yeah, I just did not know. I thought it was like, oh, you're on something and you're not. So once I start learning about what OCB was and knowing that it's, you know, you're not taking any supplements. They even give you what's it called? Like a lot of tech tests, like at the end, and they like time you win. If you win, they drug test you. Like you can't even say hey to your friends. It's like, no, we need to follow you to the bathroom real quick. Let me get that. Let me get that little.
Oh my god,
that little stuff's in the cup. You know, make sure you're good. But so it's more of a natural way to do things. And
which they didn't test at yours, right?
No, they didn't. No.
So let me go ahead and give you props.
I was all natty, baby.
I know you are. That's why I'm saying that.
Thank you.
All natty, crushing it, like. Going against people that are like I said, like you said, no offense to anyone, but
yeah, no, it's just a different game.
Yeah,
it is extremely impressive. Impressive.
So you know,
both of y'all very. I'm not doing a show. So let me go ahead and throw that out there.
So yeah, like Mandy said, my show was definitely one and done. But so Jeff, you know, told me about OCB. He ended up introducing me to the coach that I have. Shout out to Will. He was my coach, and also Jeff was also giving me pointers, and I, you know, just did it. I did it the first couple of weeks, just kind of looking up stuff on Google, actually, and then I ended up getting coach the last 8 weeks with Will, and yeah, so I did my first OCB show back in 2019, and it was crazy because everybody that I told that was in the fitness industry that I told I was doing the show, they kept telling me, oh, just have fun. Just have fun. It's going to be fun.
It's not fun.
I was like, why they keep telling me? Can we curse on this? Well, I ain't going to curse. But I was like, why the H they telling me?
It's not fun, though.
To have fun. But no, it was cool. But it was just like, damn that. I mean, beat that. I want to win. Everybody kept saying have fun.
Once you get on stage, you can have
right.
fun.
Right. But a part of me felt like, well, are they telling me just to have fun? Because it's my first show. Usually you don't win on your first show. Like, I'm very competitive, baby. My mom had me in all these sports, baby. I'm competitive, okay?
Both I was like, coming for you.
I was like, I wanted
you're
to win.
You're pretty competitive, both of y'all.
I'm low key.
I'm low key. Like not competitive, like whatsoever. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, do your
listen. Life. I grew up playing spades, honey, so I'm competitive, okay? Uno, spades, whatever it is.
If I ain't winning,
we got to do another round.
I think I'm low key competitive, like. I am, but I try to keep it to myself.
There is no shame in my game.
Try to have good sportsmanship.
I'm trying to win. Okay, period. But so everybody comes saying, just have fun. They're not going to think I'm going to win or something. But I know that's probably not with everything, but that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm trying to get in this thing and we're trying to win. So, you know, 2019, I did my first bikini show. And I ended up placing first in my category. Boop, boop.
Yes.
I end up, you probably can't see it. I don't know what angles the cameras are. But
all the way crushed it, y'all.
I got four trophies back there. And I end up winning the whole thing. So yes. I won every category that I was in. And I end up winning my pro card and got my crown and everything. And I was just super excited. And the support was real. I know you were there.
I brought you cookies.
You did. Oh, those were
I didn't bring you cookies,
cookies,
but I was
there. Yeah. I remember y'all was there.
Really good cookies.
Y'all was there. Oh, listen. but it was just so, but again, it was just the fact that I always wanted to do a show, but I didn't think I could do a show because, like I said, just the ignorance of me not knowing the difference. And then it was like, oh, this is a natural show. I do this anyway and just, you know, tweak some things. And I end up winning and earning my pro card as a bikini competitor. And then, you know, the rest was just history. Just I just kept going after my goals. And again, I definitely, the show was one and done. It was cute.
I'm with you on that.
I earned my pro card. It was one and done. It was one and done.
I was one and done too.
Yeah, but
it
I
takes
still
over
have
your
goals.
Whole life.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. But I mean, I still have goals. And here we are in E2M. And now I have you guys on my side. And we talk every single day, holding each other accountable. Yep.
Yes, definitely.
Making sure we eat and make sure we're working out. But I mean, there's always goals. I mean, I'm not 117 pounds like I was on stage, but you know, I definitely continue to strive for my goals. But you guys motivate me more than you know. Like when we work out on Tuesdays and I see you guys.
I love our weekly workouts. Yes. I really do. And you know, like your point about not being 107, ain't none of us, well, she might be. But I'm
105 pounds, 4'11", standing strong, and 100% still.
But
how much that booty weigh?
It's 105 pounds.
It's 100 of the 105.
No, I mean, like, that's, like, part of what we talk about all the time with E2M is, like, doesn't matter how much you weigh because, like, I mean, we don't say body composition in these words to our clients. Yeah. But it's about body composition. Like, I always say when somebody on the random time somebody picks me up, I'm like, I'm heavier than I look. Heavier than I look. But yeah, it comes from that. It comes from, like, building all that muscle and doesn't matter what the scale says.
So but, I literally never weigh. I will tell you, I never weigh. I think you're probably the same way. Same. I don't think you probably weigh very often either. I know that you don't. I can go ahead and tell you it's probably once every few months or so.
Same.
But mm-hmm. I will go ahead and tell you. I jumped on the scale the other day, and I made a post on Instagram, and I was, like, super disappointed. It said 105. Okay, y'all, I was 112 not too long ago. I don't know what happened.
We just got to get you eating again, girl.
I don't know. I don't know what the situation was, but, like, a lot of people would be disappointed that their scale went up. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, my scale went down. I ain't happy about it.
But that
okay?
just goes to show, like, the difference. Like,
everybody had different goals.
Yeah.
It's totally different goals, but at the same time, it's like, I also don't dwell on that number. Like, mm-hmm. that number is that makes no difference. Like, what I see in the mirror, what I take, when I take those pictures, when
it's like how one I feel, metric.
You know, what dress I'm wearing, what pants I'm wearing. And, you know, as women, we have certain times of the month. We have, you know, all these different situations going on. Like, we could be stressed. We could be, you know, whatever the situation may be. But, I mean,
it's one metric out of so many that you can use to measure your fitness, your weight loss, your body composition is one tiny little metric. And so that's something that I think it's so hard to get across for our clients is like, yes, we are a weight loss program, but you got to take into account these other things, like you're building muscle and you might retain water sometimes. You might have had a bigger treat meal than you wanted to. And so like, I think it's cool that like you are naturally skinny and tiny. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we fall somewhere in the middle. Like we're kind of, I would say average build.
Honey, I am slim thick, okay?
Slim thick?
Hey. I don't know what I am. I don't know. I was slim thick, and then I had a baby, and then I'm, like, just slim shady. I don't know.
No, it's crazy because, like, seeing the fact that I went from, like I said, you said I'm naturally skinny. Like, if I do not eat, it is not. If I do not
lift,
actually, if I don't lift and I don't eat, and when I say eat, I don't mean eat bad foods because it's not, fueling my body. I have to literally eat good foods to fuel my body. And then I'm able to gain in those proper places that I want to gain in. You know, of course, every woman wants the smaller waist and the one that wants a booty and then all these other, you know, situations or whatever. But I started at 87 pounds. So when I was able to get to 105, 112, gave birth at 113, which is completely insane. And I'm just like, you know, like, okay, this is it. This is it. Like, no one wants to be, you know, I'm 32 years old and saying like, oh, I'm 87 pounds. Please tell me.
Yeah, but that's like, I feel like that's the cool thing about.
I'm also 4'11".
Yep. So yeah, you got to think about that too. I think, and I actually shared this with our clients before. I was like, you have to take control or be controlled. So going back to you and the scale, I always like to encourage people that it is easier to get offended by that number, whether it's up or whether it's down. But I'd be damned if I let something that takes batteries control my emotions in my day. So that's why I always say, you know, take control or
there
be controlled. Because
there she goes. Go
all
ahead,
the people that agree said, amen.
But for real, though, because it's so easy to do, like, after my show, I'll be super transparent with you. After my show, like I said, I was 117 pounds. And even though I won, it was all yay. My coach did give me a plan of how to rebound properly or correctly.
Like a reverse diet.
I looked at that thing and I, okay, whatever. And I end up gaining like 30 pounds in like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was not good. And it was, I felt so bad. I felt uncomfortable, if that was, But I had to kind of regroup. It's like, Alicia, you know how to do this thing. You know what works. You know what doesn't work. But sometimes, you know, we do get into the point where we see something, we're disappointed. We do things and we're disappointed. But in that moment, I had to take control and be like, okay, let me reset. I have the resources. I know how to do this thing. But again, if you don't take control, that skill will control you. What you see in the mirror will control you.
What other people say.
Comments will control you. Yep. So it's easier said than done, I'm sure. But I love the fact that each and every one of us, we give this type of word and encouragement as we coach our clients, because they need to hear these words. Hell, even when I'm saying stuff, I need to hear these mm-hmm. words myself.
That's what I always say. That's what I always say in my lives. Yeah. Like, I'm speaking to y'all because I'm speaking to myself.
Exactly.
When I say don't stop short, I'm telling myself not to stop short. But I think that's a great point. Like, E2M stands for eager to motivate.
Yeah.
Like, we're here to motivate. Like, doesn't matter about the outside noise that you experience during your, you have to block out that noise. I always use that as a hashtag on at least one of my videos over the course of our 8-week program, because like, you have to be able to block out the noise. And even when I was competing and I was like, you know, what I thought was the best shape of my life, people still had things to say. People who are overweight would say, oh, your arms are too big, you need to pipe down, or, you know, your butt's getting too big, or whatever it was. And you just have to be able to block out the noise of what other people say, these exterior things. What the scale says is not an indicator of your fitness level. Right. So I think that's a really great point that you're making.
Yeah, absolutely. And within this journey, I think it's also, you know, it's good to remember just to do your best. I think too, when a lot of times when people are talking about fitness and wellness and trying to change, it's like, okay, I need to make sure I eat this. I need to make sure I drink this. I need to make sure I do this workout. And it's like, it's cute, but it doesn't always go that way. You're going to have days where you're going to have things come up in your life and you don't want to do those things, or you're not going to have that motivation.
Or you can't.
Yeah.
You just can't. You physically can't get to a healthy meal because somebody else is providing your meals. It's all or something.
Yeah. So
it's not an all or nothing game.
I love that you say that.
Yeah. So that's like one of my favorite things that just kind of fell out of my mouth during a circuit one day, is that like, fitness is not all or nothing. It's not like, all right, well, the only thing available to me at this work meeting this morning was a donut, so I ate a donut, so I'm off for the whole day. No, you're not.
Right.
You are off for that one moment.
Yeah, and it doesn't
eat
set
what you gotta eat, and then you just gotta move forward, and it's all or something. Go ahead and get your workout done. Go ahead and drink your water.
Yeah. Do the best that you absolutely can.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. Do your best.
Yep.
Life
is gonna get in the way. It's okay.
Yep.
It's okay to move forward. It's okay to get over it. It's okay to realize that there's gonna be, I mean, something that's as crazy as it sounds, and this is a dramatic, because y'all know I'm dramatic when I go to do things. You know? But I mean, like, let's say you're gonna do a car wreck. Okay, well, okay, honey. Like,
can't let it ruin your whole day.
You cannot let it ruin every single aspect of your life. So
I think that's the cool thing about E2M too, is that like, people start to realize that. They're like, yeah, I had a crap morning, but I had a great rest of the day. It's like, You need like-minded people to come together and cover you in that positivity and that reassurance. And that you need somebody to remind you. Like, I really like value our friendship and our co-workership, if that's the right word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we really do. I can be like, y'all, I'm just struggling this morning. And y'all say, girl, take the time you need, take a breath, and then get back to it like you know you need to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you need the right people around you. It's not to say that you can't be friends with the people you're friends with, but maybe your relationship changes. And, you know, a lot of people, I think when they come to E2M, they realize, like, these are the friends I didn't know I needed. These are the relationships I didn't know I needed. And now I can reach my hand down and pull somebody up like they did for me. And that is freaking cool. Like, that is invaluable, guys. Like, I just get excited.
Yeah,
I love it. I get a little emotional about it. I really do, because it is such a positive community. And there's communities within the community, and like us three, the Spoonettes, and It's just absolutely all good.
Absolutely. So on that note, we are actually about to end up closing this this podcast, our first podcast. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to us. But as Mandy stated, the community is amazing. So ladies, I want you to all just kind of, if you had to leave our audience with something to motivate them, to help push them through their fitness journey, whether they're in E2M or not in E2M yet, what would you say?
So I would start and say, I'd say we have to start somewhere. Okay, so we have to start somewhere, whether it's going to be you're already into fitness, you're not into fitness, you can walk, you can't walk, we have the modifications, we have everything that you possibly need to be who you want to be. And if it's not even about fitness for you, then, you know, even the mental aspect of everything, of the support and, you know, having... I mean, I'll tell you what really, really, really touches me is when, this is going to go deep a little bit, y'all. So when people like you're in high school, when people have all these cliques or whatever, and they've never had friends before in their whole entire life, and they join E2M and literally find like
a circle
or even like hundreds of friends, and their whole entire heart is completely filled. Like that right there, just having people support you in the best way possible, but also being genuine. I don't even know how we end up with so many genuine, wonderful, amazing people that are in this world. Like literally, like it literally warms my whole entire heart. So, I mean, like, it's not only about fitness. I mean, of course we want to look good, because when you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but when you feel good, you look good too.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's, the red carpet is out.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. So Whitney, you kind of stole what I was thinking I would say here, but I mean, I think that we're just coming off of our Raleigh meetup, and it was a different feel for me. Like it was a special one for me. I can't really explain why, but it was just like such an amazing day. And I made a post earlier that said either E2M is bringing out the best people or we're bringing out the best in people. And either way, it's really special. You're going to come here and you're going to meet so many people that are just ready with their arms open to encourage you to be your best self. And that is special, because you can't find many places like that, especially in today's world. I went through a really tough time in the early time that I came to E2M, and like what I did to get through that, I mean, you guys know, but I'm not going to put my business out here, but what I did to get through that was like, I just threw myself into this like positive community. And when you motivate other people, they motivate you. When you compliment other people, it comes back to you. And it's just like, it's just overwhelming how good it can be. And how good you can be. And it's brought out the absolute best in me. And I have so many, you know, this is not about me, but it's brought out so many good things in myself that I didn't see until we got into this. So, you know, it's important. I get goosebumps regularly. I cry regularly in a good way, because my mom says I have the gift of water. So I just, but it can just bring out so much good in you. There's so much good waiting for you. So, like, go and get that good. And also, I have to go back to my all or something point, because one slip up does not ruin you. One bad day does not ruin you, whether it's fitness, whether it's your life, whether it's your job. It's all or something. It's not all or nothing. And so, you know, there's all these fitness people out there are like, go, 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 go. And we are too, but in a nicer way.
Right. I agree. Okay, well, I will end us here with this. And I'm going to say this. I definitely echo a lot of the things that the lady says. But also, you don't know what you're capable of doing until you try. So I think when you're thinking about trying a new fitness journey, whether it's losing weight, gaining weight, whatever your goal is, right? A lot of times we psych ourselves out because of how we think. We're thinking that our what ifs are usually negative. We're like, well, what if this doesn't work? Well, what if I'm not able to do this? And I want to encourage each and every one of you guys to stop thinking about the negative what ifs. Stop having that fear of what's going to go wrong. We need to start feeding our mind and speaking more positivity in what we are going to do in our journey. Yes, there's going to be hiccups. Yes, there's going to be obstacles, but that's a part of the journey. The journey without obstacles, like, is that really even a story? You know, no. So when we're able to overcome those obstacles, that makes the journey even better. But guys, you don't know what you're capable of doing until you try. So as long as you continue to show up each and every day and you try each and every day, then please believe you're going to get closer to your goal. So guys, thank you again so much. We are super excited for our first episode of the Spoonettes podcast.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Cheers. Let's cheers to that. That's so cool.
Water. So cheers.
Cheers our water. I love y'all. This is a great day.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody watching.
Yes, but thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.